Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be at the GameWorks at the Block at Orange on Friday, December 22nd, signing our CD, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, from 9 to midnight. And also, while you're waiting in line for us to sign your CD, you'll get a three-hour game card good for unlimited use while I'm there for only $20. $5 of your card purchase goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and that's where the money that we make from the sale of our CD goes to as well. O.J. Simpson was involved in an altercation with another motorist who claimed the former football great grabbed his glasses and scratched him, according to police in Miami. Jeffrey Pattinson told police that he saw a black Lincoln Navigator drive past a stop sign late Monday in the suburban community of Kendall. Pattinson said he flicked his lights at the sport utility vehicle, and I am now editorializing. I'm guessing that he did that to alert Mr. Simpson to his mistake in driving. We wanted to get a driving instructor on the line. We do have Vernon Dozier of the Dozier Driving Schools in Southern California who joins us from Van Nuys this evening. And Mr. Dozier, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
If someone if someone flicks their lights at you, now O.J. Simpson is accused by this driver of having gotten angry after he flicked his lights at Mr. Simpson because Mr. Simpson ran a stop sign. Is that normal behavior?
Well, no, I don't think it is normal behavior for a motorist to become that much of a busybody in the driving habits. The driving habits of somebody else. I think I can certainly understand Mr. Simpson's anger.
You understand his anger?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, Mr. Simpson, this is a nosy, busybody who suddenly takes it upon himself to tell Mr. Simpson that, in his opinion, he went through a stop sign. So Mr. Simpson's anger, I think, is justified. I don't think he should have reacted in grabbing the man's glasses.
Well, if somebody, so you're saying that Mr. Simpson's anger is justified at this guy who flicked his lights?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, if someone flicks their lights at us, what should we do? Should we just go after them, punch them out?
No, I'm not saying go after them, but if someone is commenting on your driving, for instance, if somebody flicks their headlights at you because you ran a stop sign, and that's no sweat off of that person, it's none of their business. They are sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. And I think that when someone flicks their lights at you and they are basically saying, I'm sticking my nose into your business, what we recommend is that you calmly exit your vehicle. You pull the vehicle over, you calmly exit your vehicle, and walk up to the front hood of the car and very calmly but in a very resolute manner bang your left fist down on that person's hood. So you've registered your anger. They know that you're angry. And you haven't, obviously, you've not done anything that you're going to get sued for, as far as I know. Now, if you're black and you're powerfully built like O.J. Simpson, you have the intimidation factor as well, because, unfortunately, I think white motorists are intimidated by black motorists.
Boy, right out of the gate, you've said a mouthful there. You're saying that if somebody flicks their lights at you the way that motorist flicked his lights at O.J. Simpson, you have a right to be angry.
Well, of course you have a right to be angry. I mean, I'm like everybody else. When I'm driving in the fast lane and somebody comes up behind me and flashes their brights, and I know everybody listening to your broadcast this evening now, Mr. Hendry, can certainly relate to some ignoramus busybody who seems to be in a hurry, and he comes up behind you and he flashes his brights, and you're supposed to move over? I don't think so. And what we teach in our school...
Let me ask you about the law, okay?
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to say one thing, Phil.
Go ahead.
Really, what we teach in our school, that if someone comes up behind you and flashes their brights while you are legally driving at the legal limit and you are on the roadway and you are not really causing any obstruction, take your foot off the accelerator and allow the car to slow down a little bit. That'll cool off the person behind you.
So you're saying to put the brakes on?
No, I'm not saying put the brakes on, because that can be perceived as an aggressive act. I would take my foot off of the accelerator, downshift a little bit, so slow the car down so that this guy behind you who thinks he can come up behind you and flash his brights is going to get the message very quickly that he is not welcome in that lane and he can go around you.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier. He is the owner of Dozier Driving Schools in Southern California. We're talking about O.J. Simpson's altercation in traffic in Miami over the last few days, where he apparently allegedly ran a stop sign, and a motorist concerned about that running of the stop sign flashed his brights at Mr. Simpson, or flashed his headlights. Mr. Simpson got out of his car. This is all alleged. And, you know, took the guy's glasses off and scratched his face.
Yeah, I just want to comment about one thing, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
I think all of this is very unfair to Mr. Simpson. I think that he's a, we're getting the opinion of some motorist who apparently is a little bit soft. He got scratched in the face.
Well, I can't comment on this guy's motivation. I mean, you say that he's a little soft.
Well, he's complaining because he got scratched by Mr. Simpson, who was taking his eyeglasses off. You know, what was he doing flashing his lights at O.J. Simpson, who is a free man, an American citizen, allowed to drive down a roadway in the United States of America? We don't live in Russia. We don't live in communist China. We live in the free states of the United States of America, where a guy can drive his car down the road and not have some white man flash his lights. Now, O.J. Simpson's black. One thing about white people is they love to tell everybody how to do everything. And
all right, I don't want to get into any racial stuff that might, you know, this is all supposition on our part, all subjective.
Well, I know, but you know as well as I do as a white man, it's an instinct that you have. You want to tell black people what to do, right?
You asking me?
Yes, sir. I mean,
no.
You don't have the need to tell a dark-skinned person how to drive.
No, I do not.
Well, then why do you suppose we have all those Asian driving jokes? Why do you suppose?
Well, I don't know why we have the Asian driving jokes, because we like to think that we're better drivers than anybody who came here from out of state or from out of the country, okay? But the fact of the matter is that everybody, you know, Miami especially, because I lived there for 3.5 years, nobody down there knows how to drive. You know,
well, to me, that's inflammatory. I mean, the motorist in Miami.
Well, it may be inflammatory, but I've driven down there, and nobody down there knows how to drive a car. I mean, they're nice people, love the town, but driving there is an adventure in pain. I mean, they got one guy going 30 in the fast lane, another guy going 60 in the number 2 lane, then go over to the number 4 lane, guy doing 40. I don't think anybody down there's ever written a owner's manual or driver's manual.
And well, you know, this motorist in Miami had a lot of nerve. He embarrassed Mr. Simpson in front of his children. Because Mr. Simpson's kids were with him.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. My understanding is Mr. Simpson's a single parent. Is that correct?
You're not aware of the O.J. Simpson story?
I just know that his wife was some kind of a drug dealer. I don't know.
And his wife most certainly was not some kind of a drug dealer. His wife was murdered, and it is the opinion of many people that Mr. Simpson did it.
Well, I did not, I'm not familiar with that. I heard that his wife was killed by Cubans for dealing drugs or something.
Well, no, sir, that's what you heard, but it is the opinion of many experts, that she was murdered by her husband.
Well, that's, I guess you can believe what you wanted to believe, but I'll tell you, as a driving instructor, I teach my students not to take that kind of abuse. Okay, but I do know that he's a single parent, is that correct?
Yes, he's a single parent.
All right. He shouldn't be embarrassed in front of his kids that way. And I think one of the really offensive pieces of motoring is pulling up behind somebody and hitting your brights because they happen to block your lane. If someone is tailgating you and hitting the brights more than once, all you do is take your foot off the gas and downshift. You don't brake into you turn into them if, as the law states, you follow at a safe distance. And if they hit you, they've broken the law.
Well, I think a lot of the things that you're counseling here, you're a driving instructor?
That is correct, sir.
I think a lot of the things you're counseling here is going to get somebody shot. I mean, you're talking about somebody...
No, Mr. Henry, what I'm saying is...
Well, you're saying that the guy ought to get out of his car and beat his fist on the hood of a car. You're saying that somebody who's being tailgated ought to just take their foot off the gas and slow it all the way down. What if they pull up around the side?
If the person who's tailgating...
If the person tailgating pulls out from behind you and pulls up alongside of you...
I'll tell you, at that particular point, then you give them a good stare. And what we do is we tell you to give...
You give them a good stare.
What we say is you look at them, shrug your shoulders and hold your hand out and go, you need something from me? Is there something I can do for you? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to take off.
All right, Vernon Dozier here, driving instructor, talking about the O.J. Simpson traffic altercation. And if you run a stop sign and somebody blinks their lights at you, you have a right to be upset with them because it's none of their business. At least that's what happened to... allegedly what happened to O.J. Simpson. The other part of his driving instruction is if you are being, if somebody's flashing their brights on you in the fast lane, take your foot off the gas and slow down. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. Vernon Dozier is a driving instructor with the Dozier Driving Schools, and we're talking about the O.J. Simpson altercation, quote-unquote, in Miami. Apparently, he had run through a stop sign, and a motorist flashed his lights at Mr. Simpson. Mr. Simpson took exception to that, and you're saying, as well he should.
Well, I'm just saying, Phil, that I don't blame him for being upset, because that's somebody who has absolutely no business flashing his lights at Mr. Simpson. Mr. Simpson is a African-American who's trying to live a life that is unfettered by racial prejudice.
And I just don't see how there's any racial prejudice going on.
Well, you told me that apparently people think he murdered his wife.
There are a lot of people who think that O.J. Simpson murdered his wife, correct?
All right, well, that kind of harassment, I think, has to... I mean, did the courts find him guilty?
No.
Then he is not a guilty man, correct?
Legally, no. Other than the fact that they found him guilty in a civil suit.
Well, but criminally.
No, criminally, he was found not guilty.
Well, then I think that the harassment of this man should stop.
Well, is that what you think this is? The guy got harassed?
I think that there's something wrong with a motorist who sees a guy run a stop sign and suddenly it becomes his business. What's that all about? You know, it's none of your business. Guy ran a stop sign. Did he hit the guy? No. Did he cause a problem? No. Everybody wants to be a cop these days. We already got cops.
Well, I tell you, if it's my kids are walking across that near that stop sign, then it becomes my business.
Well, they weren't, were they?
No.
Then it's none of your business. But I'll tell you what, kids were present.
Well, Mr. Simpson's kids.
You better believe Mr. Simpson's kids were present, and that guy embarrassed him in front of his kids. How can he be an effective father when some white guy driving a car in Miami is embarrassing him?
Well, let's not start attributing O.J.'s failure as a father to people at stop signs. Here is Charlie. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me
Yes,
on.
Sir. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cellular phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Mr. Dozier apparently doesn't know California law, because California law states that if you're attempting to pass somebody, you flash your lights at them before you attempt to pass.
Well, that's true, but they're obvious. You know, it doesn't mean you have to yield.
If somebody flashes their lights, you slow down and block their way, okay? I'm a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
I deal with you people all the time. And
are you the guy that's
the number one reason I do not like going to California?
Were you flashing your brights? Is that what you're doing? Well, all you're doing is making people angry when you do that.
No, I'm letting them know I'm attempting to get around them.
I know, but I understand what you're doing for a living. And by the way, my hat is off to the great truckers of this country. But when you flash your brights at somebody, you're making me feel small in the eyes of my wife. Like if I'm driving with my wife,
then why?
What has that got to do with it?
My way.
I'm not trying to block your way, and I would have gotten out of your way. But if I'm driving down the road with my wife and you flash your brights, now you look more powerful than me.
And wait. Are you talking about this as some kind of a marital issue?
No, it's embarrassing.
In other words, you think it's a power trip. We want to get around.
Yes,
power trip. We want to get on down the road. We don't want people like you getting in our way, okay?
I think truckers are great people, but I do think you guys are on some kind of a power kick.
No, we're not.
They're trying to get stuff.
Mr. Henry, do you drive a truck?
No, I do not.
Then why are you jumping in? I'm talking to this.
Do you drive a truck?
I do not drive a truck. But
then why are you jumping in?
Well, I'm just saying I've imagined myself as a truck driver many times, and the things that I would like to do.
You wouldn't make it, buddy.
Well, it may well be I wouldn't make it, but I do admire what you guys do.
For another thing on this O.J. Simpson deal,
I feel a little inferior when I'm around truck drivers. And why should you make it worse by flashing brights at me?
Well, apparently with your driving ability, that's why. But back to O.J. Simpson.
Yes, sir.
For all you know, this man who flashed his lights was trying to go the opposite way in a stop sign. And if O.J. Simpson ran a stop sign, the man had to hit his brakes. Now, how's that for inferiority complex? He has to stop because some idiot doesn't know when to stop at a stop sign.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I don't understand what the flashing of the light. First of all, the police tell me what's wrong. I don't need some guy with his lights to tell me what's wrong. You know.
Well, if there's no police there, it's a thing called citizen's arrest.
Well, you know as well as I.
What if you want to arrest Mr. Simpson?
Well, wait a second. You can't make a citizen's arrest unless a police officer is present. And secondly, Mr. Simpson had his children in his car.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, because this white guy was trying to make him look like a slave.
Mr. Simpson had his children in the car.
Whoa.
He's a stupid driver.
Wait a minute. Now you're saying a white guy embarrassed him?
Yes, it was a white motorist embarrassing a black.
What does color have to do with it?
It doesn't have a lot to do with it, but it has a little bit.
Then quit bringing it up.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but it does have a little bit to do with it.
No, it does not. Stupid people are every color, black, white, yellow, and red, okay?
Well, that's true. Well, you're right about that, but can I ask you something? Why are white people always trying to tell black people how to drive?
We're not.
Well,
I mean, in your imagination, maybe?
Well,
in Southern California, possibly?
Always trying to tell, you know, the African, black American.
Wait a minute. You said that O.J. Simpson was embarrassed because he had his kids in his car with him.
That's correct.
Well, he's the guy that got out of the car and took the guy's glasses off.
I don't blame him for getting out of the car.
It made him look like a complete fool in front of his kids because he overreacted to a situation, don't you think?
No, I think he looked very strong. I think he looked very determined. I would have suggested that he just pound his fist on the hood a couple of times. Well, I don't know what you're laughing about, other than the fact that his children saw his father as their father's being weak.
Well,
you're the reason we sit in L.A. traffic for 4 hours while some idiot apparently had a wreck in front of us.
Just
apparently.
Don't make me look bad in front of my wife is all I'm asking you.
Then don't drive like an idiot.
All right, so thank you for your call. This is about being made to look bad in front of your wife.
Look, what I'm saying is that when a trucker comes up behind a motorist and flashes his brights, 9 times out of 10, your wife is going to say, you know, why don't you get over, move over, and you can see the way women look at truckers and truckers look at women. There's a love affair that kind of goes on. I'm not saying that it's, I'm not saying anything other than I think there is a passing sexuality, a very intense attraction that goes on between your wife and a truck.
My wife.
Anybody's wife.
Okay, so I'm driving down the road with my wife and a truck driver goes by, and for a moment she's sexually attracted to him.
Yes. Yes.
How do you know? And let me ask you something.
I would prefer. Phil, we can keep this friendly if you'd like. I mean, I'd appreciate that.
All right. Okay, I apologize.
Thank you. I mean, all I'm saying.
But how do you know that my wife is having a sexual fantasy about a truck driver? You're a driving instructor.
Because I will tell you something from my own life. My wife. It's funny how the pain suddenly comes back.
Your wife had an affair with a truck driver?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
All right, well, I don't know that you can apply that to...
Well, you're probably right, Mr. Henry, but the pain is very real.
I don't know how you can apply that to driving, that's all. St. Petersburg, this is Wayne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I feel like you guys are yanking our chains today with this guy. And
all right, here is... where are we going? Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry... Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, how you doing? This is Mike.
Yes, sir.
Just a little comment for this gentleman. I think this guy is really, he's encouraging road rage.
No, I'm not, sir.
Big time.
No, I'm not, sir.
I mean, you're telling a person to get out of his car, pound his fist on someone's hood, and that makes a statement?
I am simply saying that when somebody embarrasses you in front of your wife or your children by flipping their lights at you, you have to do something. And all I'm saying is get out of your car and very calmly kick the man's car or something like that.
This is a society where you have no idea where this person might have a gun, a bat, and come at you. I mean, this is
chances
crazy.
Are he doesn't. Chances are he doesn't have a gun or a bat.
Well, I wouldn't take that chance if I was somebody driving a car.
Well, I know,
and my
but,
family's in the car.
But O.J. Simpson took a good chance because he's a black man, and white people are mostly intimidated by black people.
What does that mean? So
here you go again with a race thing, okay?
Because a white motorist, if he sees a big black motorist, he generally is frightened and he'll stay in his car. I think Mr. Simpson took a calculated risk, and I think that it was an intelligent risk.
If I'm driving a car and somebody flashes me,
uh-huh.
I keep going. I don't try to challenge this person. I have no idea what this person has in his car. I don't know what his motor is.
You don't get upset. You don't get upset by that.
No,
suppose you were giving your mother a ride home.
Okay.
That wouldn't embarrass you in front of your mother?
This is my mother. I'm
all
not
right.
going to jeopardize
okay.
her
right.
to any
Hold
situation.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm pleased to be joined by Vernon Dozier, owner of the Dozier Driving Schools in Southern California. We're talking about O.J. Simpson, who was involved in an altercation with another motorist who claimed the former football great grabbed his glasses and scratched him, according to police. The motorist, Jeffrey Pattinson, told police that he saw a black Lincoln Navigator drive past a stop sign late Monday in the suburban community of Kendall. Pattinson said he flicked his lights at the sport utility vehicle. The Navigator stopped, its driver exited the vehicle and walked toward the other car. The two men argued briefly. Simpson then reached inside the car and pulled the glasses off the victim's face, causing a small scratch on his face, according to police. The victim went home, called police, and was able to identify the driver as O.J. Simpson. And you're saying that nobody, Mr. Simpson, was the wronged party there. Is that correct, Mr. Dozier?
Well, I'm saying that Mr. Simpson should not have to apologize to some guy who very rudely flips his lights on and off and comments on his driving. Driving is a very sacred right and a very sacred duty among all Americans. I think driving is something that we identify with, and I think our whole self-identity, I know my self-identity, is wrapped up in my driving. And when someone flashes their lights on and off or makes a comment about how we drive, it's like somebody uttering a curse word and saying, you know, up your blank blank or blank your mother. I think it's embarrassing, and Mr. Simpson again had his children with him. I have been with my wife when truck drivers have flashed their brights to try to get me to move over. It makes me feel small, and it causes a great deal of sexual tension, I think, in a lot of marriages.
Including yours?
Including mine.
Now, you admitted that your wife had an affair with a truck driver, and that's why you...
I, Mr. Henry, I don't doubt that a lot of it is psychologically motivated, but again... I think back on the time that caught my wife in bed with a truck driver. We lived at that time in Ukiah, California, and there she was in the sack with a guy that had just passed me on I-10 about an hour and a half before.
All right, this gets more interesting as we go along. Here is Wayne. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All I would say is driving is not a right, it's a privilege, and I think it's totally irresponsible for a driving instructor to say, you should get out and confront somebody in traffic. You're going to get somebody killed.
Well, I'm not saying physically abuse them. I think you misunderstood.
Oh, that's what O.J. did?
Well, no, I didn't. I don't agree with him grabbing the guy's glasses. I think O.J. should have gone up and just kicked the man's door.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
when you get out of a car, you are making an aggressive move. I live in Florida, and you will get shot.
Well, if you kick a guy's door, you think he deserves to be shot? I don't think so.
I'm not saying he deserves it. I'm saying it'll happen.
Well, he doesn't deserve to be shot just for kicking someone's...
But the man's saying it's going to happen.
The guy that flipped does not deserve to have his face scratched by somebody else.
Maybe in the movies it happens, but I don't think someone's going to shoot you for kicking their door.
Look, a guy's some people are going to shoot you for looking cross-eyed at them.
We just had an incident today where a guy flipped off a truck driver and he shot out his window.
He shot.
Tell me it doesn't happen.
The truck driver shot at the guy.
Yeah,
that's another reason why I don't like truck drivers. See.
Well, it doesn't matter about truck drivers or anybody else in traffic.
But do you see how they're nuts?
People are going to react that way. We've had many instances down here where people get shot over traffic.
Well, I don't agree with that, but I think
what you're saying is people should confront people in traffic, and you're going to get people killed.
If a guy says that you drive, if some guy says you drive like a Chinaman, aren't you going to be offended by that?
I'm not going to be offended by it because
And what about the truck driver that took my wife to bed?
Who cares about that?
What has this got to do with anything?
Who cares about that?
This is not a racial issue. This is not a sexual issue. You're telling people
I hear about it.
A driving instructor, and
yes, sir.
They should get out and confront people in traffic, and you're going to get people killed.
That's right. You're going to get somebody killed
Not if you just go up and kick their door. Who's going to shoot a guy?
The hell you aren't.
You're going to shoot a guy because he kicked your door.
Maybe this gentleman won't.
I'm not going to.
But some nutcase out there is going to shoot somebody for kicking their door. Sure.
I've had people pull guns in traffic.
I think you guys have been reading too many comic books.
You looked at them wrong.
I think you've been reading too many comic books, Mr. Dozier. What do you mean the guy won't shoot you?
The hell they won't.
All you have to do is take a very small piece of metal and gently tap out their.
And I think you're.
You're nuts. Gently tap out their what?
I'm saying you take the blunt end of a crowbar and knock out their headlights.
And that won't get you shot.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Here is Becky on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
I think
ma'am.
That this guy is offensive. I think that
offensive, ma'am. I have been trying to teach the rules of the road.
I think that he's running his own driving school because not only does he want to incite road rage, he wants to incite racial tensions between people.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that black people are not constantly being told how to drive by white people all the time?
It scares me that you're putting people out on the road and teaching them how to drive.
What if I said you drive like a Chinaman?
Pardon me?
What if I said you drive like a Chinaman?
You know what? That's your problem and your hang-up.
Are you offended?
You would use that terminology.
Are you offended by that? Are you offended by that, ma'am? Hello?
She hung up. Okay.
Well, that proves that she is offended by the Chinaman reference, which means that she is also racial. And if some dumbass flashes his brights at you and you don't do anything, you might as well check yourself into state pen, grab your ankles and spread your cheeks, because that's the kind of bitch that you
don't... Okay, I don't... God! I don't need this kind of language, okay?
I'm nobody's road bitch.
I'm not saying that you are, okay? Because your wife had an affair with a truck driver doesn't mean you got to run out, open up a driving school, and teach people how to knock out headlights. Because I think that's what this is all about.
Well, I'm glad you find my life so funny, Mr. Hendry.
Sir, I do not find your life funny at all. But I think what happened is your wife had an affair with a truck driver. You ran right out and started a driving school so you could bust out headlights.
Again, I'm glad you find my life so funny, and I'm glad you can read minds, because that's not the case at all.
All right, here is Francis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Francis, hello.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Okay, I once went to traffic school, and the police officer in the class said,
right,
it is not our job to flash headlights. I mean, if somebody even has their headlights off,
right,
you should not flash them. The other person in the person in the other car could
there
actually
you
shoot you.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
You should not shoot them. Now,
that's what I'm trying
as far
to say.
As getting out and hitting somebody on their vehicle or
no,
your
I'm talking
wife,
about
your wife falling in love with a truck driver, give me a break.
Ma'am, I'm talking about responding to somebody harassing you on the road.
You should not. You should mind your own business.
Why did my wife have sex with?
Unless somebody gets hurt.
Tell me
you
why.
Mind your.
Are you telling me that I'm wrong?
Gets hurt, you should mind your own business.
You're telling me that I'm lying when I say that women are sexually attracted.
You're not a police officer.
Are you sexually attracted to a truck driver?
What's that?
Are you sexually attracted to truck drivers?
Hell no!
Well, you know, how has road rage suddenly become an issue of the fact that I may have sexual dysfunction problems?
Wait a minute. What? Okay, now you're getting off on a different tangent.
I may be. I may be.
Okay, let's get back.
But I find that my wife having an affair with a truck driver...
Nobody cares about your wife having an affair with a truck driver. Nobody cares about that.
Mr. Hendry, do I...
No one cares, okay?
Wait a minute. Okay,
no one cares. No one cares about my pain. I'm in pain.
I thought the point was... Wait a minute.
I happen to be in pain.
Will you stop? Will you stop for a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought the point of this was you were talking about O.J. Simpson's altercation with him running a stop sign.
Yes.
And some, okay.
Yes, but it's also about the fact that my wife chose to spread for a truck driver.
That's not the way this conversation started off.
That isn't what you never brought up, your wife having an affair with a truck driver.
I did bring up the fact that truck drivers try to make us feel.
You're going off on some personal issues.
Yes, they're trying to make me feel sexually impotent by flashing their brights at me.
That's not why. You know, a truck driver can flash his brights at me. I don't feel impotent.
Well, mister, then you might be a better man than me.
I don't even think I'm a better man than you. I think you got issues that have nothing to do with you starting a driving school.
He does have issues.
What is your question, ma'am?
He has issues. I don't have a question. The point is as long as nobody's hurt, and if somebody's hurt, that's a whole different situation. You hit somebody, that's a whole different situation. But if somebody runs, so what? Let them do it. They'll eventually get caught up with.
You don't like truck drivers.
I don't mind truck drivers.
You're not attracted to them. You're not attracted to them.
It doesn't matter to me.
Do you like karaoke?
It's not even a... What?
Do you like karaoke?
Excuse me, karaoke.
Okay, look.
Because I was wondering if she wanted to go.
Okay, we're not going to get you dates, all right?
Is she gone?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I began to relate to a human being.
Mr. Dozier, sir, you have a driving school. I'd like to keep this on O.J. Simpson, his altercation in your driving school, not whether you need a date or whether you like karaoke.
It's just that I'm lonely, and I'll put that out there, and I won't mention it again.
Okay, you're lonely. I'm sorry. And your wife had an affair with a truck driver.
Yes. And yes, I ran out and started a driving school as a result. Are there any other females holding on?
Hold on for a minute. Let me just get to a guy hanging on here. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Oh, boy, here you go.
I think this man's very offensive.
Here's the guy, one of the reasons why I don't have a marriage today.
Oh, well, don't blame your personal problems and your impotence on truck drivers. Maybe your wife felt sexually attracted to another truck driver, but that's not the reason why you're on the Phil Hendry Show tonight, is it? You're on here to discuss why O.J. Simpson ran a stop sign and got out of his vehicle.
Yes, but I see a connection. I see a connection between O.J. Simpson and my wife falling in love with a truck driver.
Well, that's not the purpose of being on this radio show.
You know, I don't mean any offense, but you sound like the kind of guy that she fell in love with.
Well, too bad,
Some stud out there on the road.
Well, just throw it in. I'm 30, but that's beside the point.
Throw it into 10th gear and let the good times roll, huh?
Well, you know, I just had a comment to say regarding your driving school there. You're
even
qualified to be driving on the road yourself, let alone teaching other people how to drive.
Ooh, man, that is one hell of a chop, Mr. Dozier.
Yeah, you're hitting below the belt now.
Well,
you're saying, I just want to be clear. You're saying that not only should I not have a driving school, I shouldn't even be on the road.
That's right. I mean, if somebody flashes their headlights at you, and you're going to get out of your vehicle and tap their headlights out or tap their vehicle, aren't you a little bit pushing towards the road rage issue?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it that way.
Well, I have, and I think a lot of my listeners have, and we think that you need psychiatric help.
You're definitely confused in your teaching practices. If you're actually going out and teaching people this kind of stuff, to be out here driving on the roadway and be doing this kind of stuff, if you're driving down a four-lane interstate and you're in the left lane driving the speed limit and somebody, whether it's a truck or a car, comes up behind you and flashes your headlights at you and you slow down, chances are you're going to have an accident.
Yeah, but he hit me from behind, so it's his fault. His insurance has to pay.
So what? It makes a difference if you're dead.
I want to ask you a question. I want to be honest with me, because I won't say anything. Your name's Dave, right?
Right.
Whose wife is in the cab of your truck right now?
Okay. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay?
You got a woman with you?
No, I'm by myself. What's the difference?
God damn it.
My wife's at home.
Why don't I believe you?
All right.
Because...
Thank you, Dave. It's okay. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Why don't I believe him?
Why don't you believe him?
Yeah.
Because I think you need a doctor, okay?
What kind of a doctor? A physical doctor?
No, I think a doctor of the head, okay?
So not a urologist or anything?
No, not a urologist. You don't need that. The air. Here is Michelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I totally disagree with you, Mr. Driving Instructor.
Oh, you disagree with me, huh?
I think you have huge insecurities.
Why? Because I'm trying to say...
By the way that I'm listening to you, maybe there was other things in your marriage besides a trucker that made your wife sleep with a trucker.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
so
sir.
You're going to take that abuse? You're going to let somebody flash their brights at you?
If I did something wrong, yes, sir.
And what if you didn't do anything
wrong? And there's also courtesies of the road. Like, a lot of people with these truckers... A trucker will put on his blinker, and people will speed up so the trucker can't get in front of him.
That's true.
My grandfather taught me,
what's the point
of getting someplace 2 minutes earlier? You flash your headlights twice,
let the
trucker know that it's polite to come
You know how trucks flash their blinker and try to get in front of you? Doesn't that bother you? I hate that.
No, it doesn't bother me because they're using their blinker and they're not cutting me off the road. So you flash your headlights twice, let them know that it's safe to come on over.
What I try to do is I try to...
And then whenever they tap on their brakes twice, they're telling you thank you. Thank you for letting me over.
Is that right? Well, isn't that marvelous?
That is right.
What a wonderful world we live in. Do you want to help me with my
certain rules of the road, sir, and you don't.
I happen to have sexual insecurities because of truck drivers, and you're telling me some fairy tale, some Mother Goose thing?
You're telling that lady something about the state pen. Maybe you should be in a state institution.
Oh, so I'm nuts now?
Excuse me?
I'm nuts? You think I'm crazy?
By listening to you, sir, yes, I do. And
ma'am,
it just makes me angry because people disrespect these truck drivers.
My
so
wife,
these truck
a truck
drivers,
driver, a truck driver took
to
my wife to
store.
Bed. A truck driver took my wife to bed.
And no, you know what? A truck driver may have taken your wife to bed, but it takes two to tangle, sir. And where were you? Where were you during all this?
I was in bed with a waitress.
You were probably on the talk show acting like a butthead.
I was in bed with a waitress.
No. There you go. So
okay,
you go and take out everything on a waitress? If the waitress doesn't cook your steak medium rare, take a fork and stab her?
Sometimes I want to.
Okay, this is getting really sick, Dave.
Huh?
This is getting really twisted and sick. I want you to hold on because Mike has a number for you to call.
Uh-huh.
A number for you to call?
Uh-huh.
And you can call these nice people and they'll talk to you.
But the waitress was in bed with my wife.
I thought the truck driver was in bed with your wife.
I don't
have to know who's in bed with his wife.
Do you know what we're saying, Dave?
What?
That you can call a number and some nice people will talk to you, okay?
My name is Vernon. It's not Dave.
I mean Vernon. I'm sorry.
Why?
You understand what I'm saying?
Aye.
What's he doing?
I don't really know. What
the hell is he doing? Hey, Mike, I wanted a driving instructor guy on. What do you give me, a nutcase, a head case? He hung up.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And let's see, we're going to be at the Block at Orange, Gameworks at the Block at Orange on Friday, December 22nd for our Christmas CD signing. Number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD from 9 to midnight. It's your chance to eat, drink, and party. While you're waiting in line, you can play some of the games at Gameworks. 3-hour game card, good for unlimited use for $20. $5 of that purchase will go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We're going to talk a little bit about a legal issue that is actually it's a lawsuit that has been filed or is pending in the Inland Empire. That is in the Oh, geez, we don't have the guest ready yet. Oh, okay, sorry. I thought we had our guest ready. Pardon me. Well, we'll go to our guest next hour. All right. Well, we do have a very interesting legal case that we're going to be talking about here in the next few minutes on the Phil Henry Show. But again, a reminder that we'll be at the Gameworks there at the Block at Orange. Well, geez, how did I lose track of time? It's before the hour. It's not after the hour. You idiot, Henry. You fat idiot. You stupid fool. Why can't you even read a clock? That's what happens when you pack your brain full of that eclair, that whipped cream Danish food thing, hanging out all weekend long with these Danish and Dutch punks. Solvang. Blue. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.